Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Tuesday morning. So our dear friend, Miss D, is with us. Hey, Delana, are you there?
I am. How are you feeling this morning, Mr. Shooter?
I'm feeling a little better. Naughties, thank you for being so kind. Yesterday I had a bit of a cold, but I had lots of honey, lots of tea. And so today I'm feeling much better. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I've got to rave about something too. Miss D, I went to see the best show over the weekend. It's called The Heart of Rock and Roll. It's the Huey Lewis songbook. I didn't have very high expectations. A friend invited me. We went along. I laughed out loud. It's the funniest new show of the season. It is laugh out loud funny, and it is shockingly touching. I got a little bit weepy at the end.
Oh my goodness. I love Huey Lewis, so it is the next show that I have to put on my calendar. Maybe you'll go again with me, Mr. Rob.
Yeah, put it on your list. My friend Pete, our friend Pete, is doing the PR for it. So Pete invited me along, and I literally dragged my heels. I've got to be honest, if he hadn't invited me, the chance of me going was not good. But don't be put off like me. You're going to really miss out. If you want to see a really great, fabulous, funny show that you leave the theatre dancing and happy and singing, it is The Heart of Rock and Roll. Okay, let's jump into our show. Hopefully you'll feel the same about us. What time is it, my friends? It's tea time. Big story at the top of the show. Kim Kardashian has broken her silence after the Taylor Swift feud has reignited. She was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. This was all arranged months ago. When you get on Jimmy, you don't get booked that day. You do it at least 2-3 weeks in advance. So they knew the album was coming out. Kim was booked. Now, Jimmy did make a little bit of fun about Swift's new album in his monologue, but he did not ask Kim any questions about it. He asked her how she was doing, and she was all smiles, and she told everybody, quote, "Life is good." Now, insiders tell me this was all arranged. There was a discussion backstage. When celebrities do shows like this, they talk about what they want to talk about, what they don't want to talk about. They even do something called a pre-interview, Mysteria. This is when you get on the phone with a producer and you go over the whole segment. So there's no surprises. So it's like a rehearsal, basically. So they knew what was going to be asked, what wasn't going to be asked. She doesn't want to talk about this. I'm told that Kim wants to move on. She doesn't want this brought up again. She's upset that Taylor has done a new song in which it's pretty obvious she's talking about Kim. But Kim would rather just say nothing. Do you think that's a good strategy?
Yeah, we talk about this all the time, that sometimes you just can't respond to what's going on. And if anybody doesn't remember, basically, this goes back to when Kim was married to Kanye West and he had an album that mentioned that he was having sex with Taylor Swift, and then he called her the B word. And Kim said that Taylor had signed off on that, even though Taylor did say that that was not the case. She didn't know that word was going to be used. So I think it's been about 8 years since that happened. Kim just wants to put it behind her. She's not even married to Kanye anymore. She's working on other projects that are much more important. The last thing she wants to do is talk about a Taylor Swift feud with a man she's no longer with.
Right. Yes, sources are suggesting that at the time, Kim was influenced by loyalty to her husband, Kanye West. And so that's why she went along with this. But you know the best way to put something behind you in general, Naughties, is to say sorry. The best way to end something, to move on, is to apologise. And if I was Kim, I'd say sorry. I would say sorry to Taylor. The way that you treated Taylor back then just wasn't right. And yes, you were defending your husband, and that is very, very admirable. I agree with that. However, your husband here was in the wrong. And what he did to Taylor Swift was not good. And Kim, you're on the wrong side of this argument. You really are. So I understand why you want to ignore it, because it's not pretty. But the only way you can actually move on from it is by confronting it. I find this in my life, Miss D. Things that make me uncomfortable, I know when I've messed up. I know when I've done something naughty. I pretend it didn't happen. I just ignored it. That's the old Rob. Now I don't. I say, I'm really sorry. My behaviour was wrong. I'm really sorry. And then you actually have a real chance. It might not happen, but at least you have a chance of moving on.
Oh, I definitely agree. But I will add this one little caveat. Kim can apologise to Taylor, but it actually has to be done in private. And Taylor has to be the one to say, oh, Kim and I have spoken and she has apologized. Because if Kim just apologizes, and because she's a celebrity, people will be like, oh, that was insensitive or it's not genuine. So Taylor has to be the one to say, oh, yes, Kim and I have spoken and we are cool with one another. I know that sounds crazy. It's just celebrity life, but that's how it works.
Yeah, it doesn't sound crazy, Miss D. When I upset people, I don't apologize on social media. I will if they want me to. If I've humiliated them, I will. But you reach out to somebody, you text them. Bruce got some great news yesterday about Harmony, his musical with Barry Manilow, being nominated for an award. Lots of people responded on social media, best musical. It was a really exciting nomination. We're really excited about it. We've got a shot. Everyone's really thrilled about it. A few people, though, only said congratulations on social media. Like people that he thought were his friends. And so, like, reach out. If you have my phone number, if you have my email, use it. Like, that's how you contact people. Kim could get in touch with Taylor. There is a communication channel between their publicists, between their people. They could arrange a phone call. And if I was Kim, I'd say to my people today, instead of booking me on Jimmy Kimmel to sell my new bras or whatever she was selling, let's get me on the phone for 10 minutes with Taylor. Taylor might not want to do it. Taylor might say no, because the last time Kim was on the phone with her, Kim allegedly, illegally recorded the conversation. Remember that?
Yes.
And so there's a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of water over the bridge. But the way to move on is not to ignore it. Let's also point out, too, Kim's taken a little bit of a hit here. She lost about 100,000 Instagram followers after Taylor released the track. She still has hundreds of millions, or 100,000 does not mean that much to her. My goodness, it would be life-changing to me, but to Kim, not that much. But nevertheless, there is a little bit of a backlash going on, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian remains largely unbothered by Taylor Swift's diss, preferring to not re-engage in the feud. Is this a good idea? Or should she respond? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Misty, what are you working on?
Well, it looks like the double M's stick together, because Melissa McCarthy has spoken out in support of Meghan Markle, obviously the Duchess of Sussex. Melissa is criticizing those who unjustly attacked and criticized Meghan despite her inspiring qualities. So Melissa finds it perplexing that someone as awesome and inspiring, in quotes, as Meghan Markle could be the subject of such unwarranted hostility. She says, "It bums me out for every woman and every person that for no reason people just like to attack." She told this to Page Six. "A smart, interesting woman that has her own life for some reason is incredibly threatening to people." This is, of course, talking about Meghan. Melissa went on to say, I always think, how inspiring. I've never once been threatened by someone who is amazing. I just think, how inspiring. So it's really on those people throwing hate. Now, of course, Rob, you know, I can't say anything bad about Megan because I was once mistaken to be her mom. So I have a place in my heart for her. But I know a lot of people criticize her. Even some of my friends do. So what do you think is going on here, Rob?
I think Melissa has hit the nail on the head. First of all, kudos to our friend Nikki Gostin at Page Six for getting this interview. She was on the red carpet at the musical Suffs. Hillary Clinton was there, Melissa McCarthy, and only Nikki was smart enough to make the connection with Meghan Markle. They're friends. And so she asked her about Meghan. It's such a great interview and it's such a great answer. And I've done this too. I've lashed out. I've said cruel things about people I'm jealous of. I have people that threaten me. Sometimes if I have a nasty comment or a thought in my mind, I often ask myself, well, why do you think that? And often, if I'm really honest, it's because I'm a little bit jealous. I'm a little bit threatened. I think when we're threatened by people, we lash out. And Melissa is saying, we don't need to do this. Instead of being threatened, be inspired. Think about it. Train your brain. So the next time you feel threatened, acknowledge the feeling, take a moment and say, no, no, no. Instead of lashing out, I'm going to look inward and be inspired. It's changed my life, Misty. People that I used to be jealous of, now I follow on Instagram and I don't get jealous anymore. I get inspired to be a better me. And I think Meghan can do that too. There are things about Meghan that rub people the wrong way. I get it. And the Harry stuff. But Harry's a grown man. Harry made his own decisions here. It's Harry's family, not Meghan's here. And so I think here we should lay off Meghan a little bit. And remember, if you really don't like her, look in the mirror and ask why. And it might be that she threatens you.
I would certainly agree with that. And look, we all have this emotion called envy. I totally get it. I have to check myself sometimes as well. But as a very wise man once said, his name happens to be Rob Shooter, when he's jealous of someone or envious, he says, well, what was their blueprint and how can I use that in my own life to get where I need to go? So I always think about that. I say, let me not be angry. Just figure out
and then
what
look,
they're doing.
Look at that blueprint and say, do I really want it? When I look at people who have jobs on TV that I'm jealous of, I say, I don't want to get up at 4 in the morning and work for a local station. I don't want to do that. When I go to the gym and I see guys in the dressing rooms with their six-pack abs, I'd love to have one of those, Misty, but I don't want to do the work. So I know the blueprint. I know how to get what I think I want. The question is, are you willing to do the work? And honestly, a lot of the times I'm not, and that's just fine. I'm not going to get those abs if I don't do those sit-ups, and I'm not doing those sit-ups because I'd rather be having a drink with Miss D. There, that's the end of that. Okay, moving along. Tom Cruise appeared at the Beckham birthday party over the weekend, and this seems to now have squashed all the rumours that there was a feud. If you remember, they were really, really good friends. The Beckhams were at his wedding to Katie Holmes in Italy, and they were super close in the 2000s, and then suddenly we didn't see them together at all, really. The last time I think we saw them together was about 2013. This is 10 years ago. However, Victoria Beckham turned 50 over the weekend in London. Who showed up at the party? Tom Cruise. He didn't just show up, Miss D. He was breakdancing. He was having a great time. There now reports that the Beckhams were so starstruck with Tom Cruise that they've got a photograph of him up in the house. It's a picture of the two of them together. You know, like you have pictures up on your piano or on your bar or on your night table. Apparently, there's a picture of the two of them with Tom in their house. I like this. I like feuds that can end. I do. It's fun to have a little bit of a feud for a minute, a week, maybe a month. But I also enjoy very much ending the feud. I'm happy that they're friends again.
Yeah, I think the key in this story is that Victoria Beckham turned 50 years old. She looks absolutely fabulous. But I think when you get to that age, you're a little older, you're a little wiser, and you realize some things are petty, whatever petty caused this situation. It's time to move on. You know, life is precious. Friendship is precious. Friendship is precious. Relationships are precious. And if you can get over whatever it was, whatever small thing that caused you to fall out, isn't it more important to have those things in your life? That happiness.
Do it, Mystique. Do it. I call it putting down the sword. Ooh. I've been carrying this sword around. It's so heavy. I've been swinging it. I've been furious. I'm always ready to go to battle. Put down the sword. Just drop it. You feel so much better. Life is so much lighter. Put down the sword. Mm. Okay, Misty, quickly before we get a break. Parents are concerned about Taylor Swift's new album. Please explain.
Yeah, so her new album, she's an adult as well. It has explicit language, darker themes, including references to sex, harm, violence, and death. So the album features several explicit songs with warning labels, and it sparked a debate online for parents, especially parents of tweens, of whether they should let their children listen to the album. So Tanya Hancock emphasized that while she's tolerant of the curse words, it's a couple of F-bombs in this album, she finds the album's darker content, this is not something she wants her kids to listen to. A woman named Stephanie Devon questioned the album's suitability for younger audiences, giving its title Tortured Poets Department. Yes, so that's where it stands. I guess you can't let your little kids listen. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you can. Like, Taylor Swift is a great person. She's a great role model. If there's two words on an album that is 32 songs that we don't like, then I think we're overreacting. The world is full of naughty language, of saucy images. You can't watch primetime TV these days, Misty. Gosh, I sound so old-fashioned without seeing something a little bit racy. So I think give your kids the benefit of the doubt here. They're smart. And just because Taylor's going to say an F word, it's a little surprising. This isn't who she is. She's not turning into somebody that's dropping those bombs all the time. And I think when you get frustrated, maybe even you do it. We don't use language like that on the Naughty But Nice show, and I don't actually use it that much in my regular life. But there are times, Misty, when I stub my toe or I fall over or I lose my glasses, where I might use the F word too. So I think if we're worried about Taylor being a bad influence on our kids, we're barking up the wrong tree. Overall, you've got to take people as wholes. You got to take life as a whole. There are always one or two little details that you might not like, but overall, 80, 90, 95% of Taylor Swift is just the best. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Yesterday, we talked about Taylor liking an unofficial post, ranking her boyfriends from top to bottom. Was this funny? I think you know my answer by my reaction already. Is this funny or is this petty? Let's have a look. Oh, 80% think it is funny. She didn't rank them. She just liked the post. And the boyfriend she has at the moment, Travis, was number one, which he should be. If he was at the bottom of the list, then she shouldn't like it. But if your boyfriend's number one on the list, I think it's a little bit cheeky, and I love this. It is funny. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Our nicest of the day is Celine Dion, because she's on the cover of Vogue France May 2024, and she's making a stylish and bold statement at the age of 55. Ooh, 50s are the new 30s, baby. So the iconic singer, she's opened up about her health issues, and she's showcasing her vibrant spirit and timeless beauty. Now, throughout the editorial spread, and it's absolutely gorgeous, we've got some black and white photos in there. She's showing joy and strength and a sense of empowerment and self-assurance. Listen, baby, Celine Dion is charging forward, and she is fabulous. So fabulous. Let's go and support her and just scream out how beautiful she is.
Beautiful. It is good to see you again, Celine. Our nicest of the day, and our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Nicki Minaj reacted rather swiftly to an object being thrown on stage. So this is wrong on many levels. Don't throw objects at people on stage. This has been a trend that I do not like. In a video, it was captured that at a concert, somebody threw something at Nicki. Well, she managed to swat it away, and then she picked up the item from the stage, and she made matters worse by hurling it back into the crowd. So people threw stuff at her, she threw stuff at them. Neither one is right here. Two wrongs do not make a right. It's disturbing, disturbing, and naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Hey, there's new research out, and I find this fascinating. They say in this new research, scientific research, that thinking about happiness actually makes you unhappy. I'll say that again. If you think about being happy, you end up being less happy. So instead of thinking about being happy, start thinking about being happier. You want to be 5-10% happier. It's almost impossible to become suddenly happy. It's quite easy to be happier. So think of all the things in your life, things you can add to your life that will make you happier. Maybe it's spending more time with your friends or your family. Maybe it's eating better. Maybe it's doing a little exercise. Maybe it's walking your dog. Maybe it's buying a bunch of flowers. You know I love a bunch of flowers. Ooh. All these things I do every single day, and they make me happier. That's how you find happiness. Hey, that is it for today. What? Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Delaina show. We are a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's naughty but nice.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.